Well, I think what's going to be on the final bill, if we move forward with the governor's proposal, is online purchases. It doesn't make sense for our, you know, small businesses and shopping centers to close up their doors and put for sale sign on the windows because people are buying online and not paying the same tax that people have to pay when they shop locally. So it's an equitable issue. A number of states are moving in that direction. You know, the small businesses say, look, why people who pay online should pay the same as we pay. We pay property taxes. We hire people, pay insurance, pay health care costs. It's an equitable issue, and I think we're going to move forward.
That would include downloaded music. I mean, like an iTunes song or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm the biggest purchaser of iTunes here in the Senate. I've got a whole library of iTunes. Listen to them every day. And I don't mind paying sales tax on them. I enjoy my music.
I got to ask, what's on your iPod?
A little rhythm and blues, show tunes, a little bit of everything. Rock and roll, classics, just everything that struck me in a way from the time I was a child. But I have 1,800 songs that range from If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake to The Drifters singing Up on the Roof.